Simon Reish Mem Hey Siv Gimel. Heicha Shelo Hishna Vitchila. Person made partnership with the Goy. They don't think owners of an oven or a mill or a factory or whatever they did. So, we said it should be a Vitchila to avoid the problems of having the Goy work for the Jew on Shabbos, to have a set of made that partnership made in the fashion that the Shabbos profits belong to the Goy and they get that one day of the week belong to the Jew. Afterwards, if they want, they could say, Michael, we don't want to have all the Hezbollah, and we can do that. But here we're talking about a case with a dynamic condition. You're seeking a day, Yazir, and Michael, and Meakaka, that they should go to the one who sold it to them and tell them, we want to go back in the sale, give them back the money, or they should sell to a third party. Yazir, you can do this, the end of which has to be a little complicated thing. You have to have the cooperation of a third party. That's the trust that's going to give it back to you. Basically, it's negating the previous sale and starting the sale over again. This type of shoes. The store, that they are partners in the store, and they're making the decision to split the days of work. Each one should buy his trade, can be the bathroom shoes. For means that one should buy it for the other one. So now you have only one partner. After the answer, he starts to read the reveal. Now, they bring the guardian of the shushes and take the chafil in the right fashion. The kill of Kaga lasts by Malach and the shushes. He passed on shushes, the usual that was there. The answer got the answer, he starts to read the reveal. In the Tarka, he was supposed to do Malach and the Tarka. Same idea. He passed on the shushes and afterwards create the shushes again. My mother says, in years to the Haskia, they knew the Chelke, the Shabbos, but so they keep going, they show the information further. So he's in the nation, how being that is my favorite show. You can kind of show it, just to see who was in the shoot of any of it. Another is to rent out his sale and the Shabbat ownership of the factory or whatever it is, or the field. And now once the guy rented it out, the guy is making his own profit, not working for him. Now the big question is, the house is a more compared to Rishon Dao. Rishon Dao, we said, a special heter. Well, can say that the person pays it for the right to collect taxes. They won't collect every day. They lose some investment over here. Other rights, they lose out a certain percentage of the profits, not considered hesed. Why is he relying on the food? We line up over there to rent out the Shabbos usage of the field or town or whatever it is. Yeah. So they say that he's talking about they didn't rent out only the day of Shabbos. He rent out two or three days together with the Shabbos. He basically rent out a big chunk of the time to the Goy, and therefore it's not considered Chas Shabbos. And here also there's less of an Maritain, was another case. The reason why this Maritain is that it basically belongs to the Jew, and he's just doing some type of trick to get the Goy in and work for you and be working on Shabbos. But over here, we're talking about that it really is a Shabbos, just it wasn't set up properly, so inasmuch as it's set up properly, people would realize that the reason the guy's working on his part of the shoot. There are all these halachas. If you have such a factory or a business or a store, and you have a partial with the guy, make sure you sit down with a competent lawyer before you said that. Siv Dalet, Yochel Yisrael, Yitzhak, and then Yehuda Moses, Sassafer. Now I'm talking about a different situation. They're not partnership in a tangible piece of land, which a field or a store, which everybody knows that it's a Jewish-owned store or field or whatever it may be. This woman is just giving him money, and he's going to invest the money. Even though you know he's going to do business on Shabbos with your money, still, talking about Kol HaShabbos Shal, he can still put the profit. The whole problem of his partnerships is that we're supposed to work together on Shabbos, and I'm giving him off. I'm taking off on Shabbos. He's working for me. So we have a double problem. Number one is he's doing my work. He's my shliach. And also, people see that my thing is working on Shabbos. Whereas if I give money for investments, number one is he's not doing work for me. He's doing work. His share is 50% of the profit. And number two is it's not recognizable. It's not my money. I gave him the money to invest. And now he's doing what he wants with it. So, in the neighborhood, there's no problem giving money over to Goisha and investor. And he'll do whatever and whenever he wants. Says the Ramah, the case where the guy is the one who's doing the investments and the Jew is just a silent partner who put in the money. Avram and Kolech and Oisbe Yamir, they made a partnership. The two of them have a joint investment firm, and they are working on joint funds together. Then in the Hanami, we have a problem, because if every day they're supposed to work together, and Shabbos, because he's working by himself, is basically doing the work of the Jew, for the Jew. The Israel itself lasts, and maybe Masha also can hear the Shabbos. And it's also, unless he made the previous conditions that we discussed till now. So here there's no issue of Marasayim, there's the Shabbos thing itself. If we're supposed to work, the two of us together every day, and one day a week he does my work, that means that I really hired a guy to do my work on Shabbos, which is us. Association Mashkim and Yehuda, I am the Kamish and Kofay. We'll discuss if I have a security from a guy, how to deal with that, and Simon Shin Kofay. Sife, Mutter, the Israelitan Skoyer, the Yehudi, Nimkar, and Kotas Lishvah. A Jew can give a guy merchandise to sell, also in the case that he made up a salary. If you didn't make him a salary, so the guy is not sure what you're going to pay him, how you're going to pay him, and it's safe to consider that he's working for you. But if he has a clear-cut salary, then we say he's clearly working for a salary, and you didn't tell him to work Dafka on Shabbos. If he wants to work on Shabbos, it's his business, even though you will make profit. But, like we said, there's no Marasayim, and also he's working for his chelik of the profit, even though out of that you're also making profit, that's not a problem. Tana Shalok Yisrael, Mashke Mein Yehudi. Kiyon Mein Yehudi, Shemash Yal Asar, Atana Yishen, Mishodah Yidis. A Jew lent money to a guy, and the as a security, the Jew got control of the guy's bakery, and the condition was made also that as long as the guy doesn't pay back, all the profits from the bakery go to the Jew. Mutali to sell Shabbos. In such a case, you ought to take the profit from Shabbos. Now the question is, why is that so? Because now we saw that you can't take the profit of Shabbos itself. So you should say to you who the Israel failing guy, because this item is really the guy's. I just have a right to take the profit that he made. So it's my thing. If I rent out my item to a guy just for Shabbos, so I'm making profit of my item being rented out on Shabbos. But here's the other way around. It belongs to the guy. He just made a thing. He made a condition with me that any profit that he makes from his items comes to me. So that's not my spa Shabbos. That's permitted. Can we still allow you to last the Shabbos and not come to work on Shabbos? And you do all the now she can start the kind of man. The guy that's working is working to keep his condition that he made.